Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who Grayson Allen is. And so, at the very least, there'll be one player in college basketball next year that everybody knows right from the start for reasons that aren't ideal, but still for reasons that are legitimate.
Story number four.
The NCAA tournament's coming back to FedEx Forum in 2021. Nice. Going to have a regional here again. I'm assuming it'll be the South Regional again. Mm-hmm. So they'll have Sweet 16 games and Elite Eight games inside of FedEx Forum again in 2021. The NCAA announced today also that they're going back to North Carolina after that state changed slightly, but still changed HB2 mm-hmm. into a different law that is still discriminatory, according to the ACLU and people who study that type of stuff. But for whatever reason, North Carolina decided, the NCAA decided to go back to North Carolina, which I'm not going to rant about it anymore. Yeah. I've said everything I got to say about that. Reasonable people disagreed on this subject, whether the NCAA should be pulling events out of that state for this law. I would just say this. Yeah. If you're the NCAA and you do decide to take a stand, like, take a stand.
Right.
Don't let them slightly alter some words that don't really change what you stated previously you had a big problem with, mm-hmm. and then go back as if everything's cool. Because the stand that you pretended to take last year, which should be a stand that should be consistent against this law as well. But it doesn't seem to be. They seem to cave for whatever reason. Either way, now we get to see what the NBA does. But I bet you the NBA will not return to North Carolina with an All-Star game with this law on the books. It's different from HB2, but it's still not where people who are upset with HB2, it's still not where they want the law to be. Jeff Calkins is up next.
Joining a country club doesn't have to break the bank, at least not with the options at Irene Golf and Country Club. There are multiple platinum membership options to choose from, all with no initiation fee. And all membership packages include carts and range balls. 35 or younger, only $130 a month for the young executive membership. Individual weekday membership packages available for only $160 a month. Irene Golf and Country Club, featuring a challenging layout with championship Bermuda greens. The course looks fantastic. So this isn't some smoke and mirrors thing. It's a legit and challenging golf course with all the amenities you want. Driving range, restaurant, bar, gym, tennis, pool. They've got it all. And you aren't required to spend a monthly amount in the pro shop or the bar. If all you want to do is golf, then golf. It's Irene Golf and Country Club. Simply put, an amazing golf and country club experience right here in Memphis off Hacks Cross, on the web at IreneGolfCC.com or call 752-1521. Irene Golf and Country Club.
Would you show a dog a bone if you weren't going to give it to him? For years, AT&T has been promising fast internet to small businesses. But for many businesses, it's out of reach. Why promise something you can't deliver? Comcast Business is different. We do business where you do business. We deliver super fast internet with download speeds up to 150 megabits per second across our network to more companies in more locations than AT&T. So stop waiting and switch to Comcast Business today. Call 1-800-501-6000 and choose a fast internet plan. Then add phone and TV for just $34.90 more per month. Don't miss out. Schedule your installation today. Act now. Call 1-800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business. Offer ends 6/30/17. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet at an additional monthly charge. Equipment tax and fees extra. Call for details.
Don't miss the 15th annual Southern Hot Wing Festival. Who will be the king of the wing?
80 teams will turn up the heat for $5,000 grand prize. Three stages, 15 bands, a wing eating contest, a cornhole tournament, and a parade at 11. Presented by Jack Purtle's Chicken and sponsored by Southland Park Gaming and Racing, Miller Lite, Keller Williams Realty, and Orion Federal Credit Union. Children 12 and under are free. Saturday, April 22nd, 11 to 7 on Riverside Drive. Visit SouthernHotWingFestival.com for more info. Benefiting the Ronald McDonald House of Memphis.
The weather is warming and thoughts turn to an earth-friendly garden. Use compost instead of chemical fertilizer. Plant native plants that conserve water and plant vegetables instead of grass. It all starts with just one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Grizzlies 2017 playoff tickets for round one home games 1 and 2 are on sale now. Experience every towel-waving moment of Memphis Hoops history. To get your playoff tickets, visit grizzlies.com or call 800-4-NBA-TIX. Grizzlies 2017 playoffs presented by Pinnacle Financial Partners.
It's the playoffs.
1 second. Believe Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies.
The 2017 NBA playoffs are on Memphis's sports station. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show. Presented by the Blue Monkey.
When I hear my name,
the walls of your home, maybe floors that are sinking or sloping a bit. It could be signs of a foundation problem. If you got a foundation problem, you got a serious problem, you need to get in touch with Redeemers Group. 451-8765, 451-8765. They're on the web, redeemersgroup.com. They handle foundation repair, crawl space repair, basement waterproofing, concrete leveling, and inspections are free. So you call them, 451-8765. They'll come out to your home. They'll assess the situation, give you an estimate. Then you decide what you want to do. You want to proceed with the project, you mention my name, which is Gary Parish. You'll get an additional $50 off. If you do not want to proceed for whatever reason, maybe it's not that big of a deal. Perhaps it costs more than you anticipated or have to spend. Doesn't matter what your reason is. You just tell them no thank you. They walk away. You owe them nothing. So there's no harm in calling. So call 451-8765, 451-8765. That's Redeemers Group. Been serving Memphis in the Mid-South since 2008. They're on the web, redeemersgroup.com. It's 505, Gary Parish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. Daniel Berger, reigning champion, FESJC, going to be with me in the next segment. We'll catch up with him, find out what's been going on in his life since he last held a trophy out at TPC Southwest. But right now, Jeff Calkins, he was in San Antonio last night for Game 2 with Spurs. He joins me now. Jeff Calkins, have you safely arrived back in Memphis, Tennessee?
I have safely arrived back in Memphis, Tennessee. Well, absolutely.
It's nice to have you here. Were you in the room last night when David Fizdale went bananas?
No.
Oh, no. Why? No. Where were you?
No. Well, because the reason is that you have a choice. You can go to the locker room.
Yeah.
Or you can go to the podium. You know this, Gary. Or you can go to the podium, right? And the podium, you're going to get a transcript of it anyway.
Right.
So if you go to the interview room, you'll miss out on whatever happens in the locker room. Whereas if you go to the locker room, you'll still get whatever happens in the interview room. And so the pro move is to go to the locker room. But let's be honest, the more interesting deal was certainly in the interview room.
You can't anticipate that the head coach or any head coach ever is going to deliver what he delivered last night. And it started so innocently, like he was answering a question about how he was proud of his guys for fighting. And then it just started like happening. Like you could almost see him like getting angrier and angrier and angrier.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, he's telling the refs unprofessional. He's going in on Kawhi Leonard. He's quoting all of these numbers. He's creating hashtags and T-shirts forever. It really was a remarkable 2.5-minute performance. Go ahead, Brad.
That's what she said.
That will go down as one of the all-time great NBA playoff rants, won't it?
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. And you're exactly right. It wasn't even that he started out innocently. The question had nothing to do. You could actually have imagined that he would be asked about officiating, right? Because it was pretty, like you look at the numbers, it was pretty brutal. So you could imagine he would have been asked about officiating, and you would imagine most coaches would have said, I don't want to get myself fined. That's what they would have said. I don't want to say anything because I don't want to get fined. Instead, the question was truly, how important was it that your guys came back in the second half? And he just said, well, you know, Mike, boom. And then he just like, just got, you know, just went off. And I got to admire him for it. It was absolutely a beautiful thing. It was, he just got madder and madder and madder. I mean, it truly did. It picked up. It was a sort of a straight line trajectory until he finally pounds the table and walks off. Drop mic. It was totally a drop mic. It was beautiful. It was, and the nice thing about it is you could not have imagined at halftime of that game yesterday, you could not have imagined any way that Memphians would be pumped for Thursday night. At halftime of that game yesterday, if you were selling your game three tickets, you would probably have a hard time getting $5 for them or giving them away. But because of what happened in the second half, but then more importantly, what happened in the interview room, it's become fun. It's become a rollicking, good time. It's totally we're not going to win title, but we're going to be as rambunctious and off the chain as any other city in the process of not winning titles this. So get out of our way.
It really did change the entire story connected to the series, because without that rant, and even forget about what happened in the second half, because like listen, it was impressive and it made the second half fun, but it's still what, like a 14-point loss, you know, like whatever. Right. Without the rant, we are all day long today talking about being down 0-2 in the first round again, losing to the Spurs again. Yeah, fighting a little bit in the second half, but still losing by 14 points, by double digits again. Where is this going? How is this really as good as it ever gets? If that's the case,
should we trade Marc Gasol?
Right.
Literally, that's what I mean. My man Jeffrey Wright, I leave town for 2 minutes, and he's trading Marc Gasol in the second quarter. And so he's trading Marc Gasol. Absolutely would have been talking about that. The only reason actually the second half was important is if they'd gotten blown out, we wouldn't have had the rant. The second half was important to set up the rant. If they had lost by 40, like they were going to, you don't come in there and rant about officiating. But because they got within four, it made him mad enough to have the rant. But not the comeback. The comeback was nice, but it's really only significant because it set up the rant.
And now it gives a fan base that operates with a chip on its shoulder anyway, rightfully or wrongfully, it's there. A bigger chip.
Joyfully.
And yes. So now that's there. You don't go into FedEx Forum on Thursday night all depressed about being down 0-2 and getting blown out in back-to-back games. You go in there thinking, the refs screwed us. Our coach went to bat for us. Now we're there to go to bat for our coach. Like, David Fizdale goes from a guy who was, it's been questioned over the past month in terms of rotations and starting lineups and all that things, to where he's probably the most popular guy in the city right now. Like, that's a pretty, to accomplish all those things with just, while answering merely one question, is a pretty impressive feat.
No, it was beautiful. It was absolutely, you're exactly right. He changed things completely. I mean, when Service Master is saying, I'm going to pay your fine, and people are going to start up GoFundMe for you, and T-shirts, and you're exactly right. It's like, we got your back. You're one of us now. And he with us is clearly, and it plays into that. I even think, like, people are really mad at the officials, but I also think it's an opportunity. People are also sort of, there's a certain winking quality to the whole thing. They understand it's our opportunity to have fun. It's like it's another version of wrestling night, in a way, is you just get to go out and be indignant. And that's fun, to be indignant. It's an extension of all the great quotes that have ever come from this franchise. The we don't bluffs and the, you know, kick your butt or whatever it was going to be, go, you know, and certainly grit and grind was the original. It's just an extension of all of that. And, yeah, so game three is going to be a blast. And you could not have ever imagined it was going to be a blast when they were doubled up. They were literally doubled up in the first half last night. And with one bit of oratory, he has changed everything, except for the ultimate ending of the series, which he probably hasn't changed.
So, no, but like, you get an 8:30 tip on Thursday night, so people get off work, head downtown, get a couple of drinks in them, and you can already see it.
the first moment that a whistle is blown and a foul is caught on San Antonio, the place just erupts, right? I mean, you can already picture it. And that'll be a cool moment, even if the series is going to ultimately prove to be depressing.
There's no question. It's just the fun that you have along the way. And the T-shirts, the signs, like all of that. I'm so looking forward to that. It is a chance for Memphis to show out what it is, right? I mean, this is a city. There is no other city in the world where certainly in the NBA, where you would have 18,000 cheering whoop that trick, right? And I think there will be equivalent moments this Thursday night because of what happened. So it really is amazing. Because he came in mad. Like, you could tell he was mad. He came in mad. Have you that ever happened to you where you just get unleashed? You just, something snaps. It has actually happened to me. I have done things out of anger that I didn't see coming 30 seconds before because something just snaps. And that's what happened to him. He didn't plan it. I don't think he'd take it back, actually. If he had a chance to go back and do it over, I think he would do it exactly like that again, but it was not planned.
Oh, no. When I snap, it is usually a gradual buildup. Like, I can, and then when I snap, it could be at anybody about anything, but it's been building up, and I can feel like it's gradual. It's building. I'm getting frustrated. I'm getting frustrated by something over here that's work related. I'm getting frustrated by something over here that's, friend related or family related. And then there's a tipping point. And then if, like, whoever happens to be the person that puts me over the edge, they're the one that has to endure all of the everything that's been built up to that moment. Because I don't have time to be yelling at 50 different people. I just take all of the anger that from 50 different people and I direct it at one single person or one single thing.
Poor Kelly.
No, it's not even her usually. It could really be like, I'll have a tweet where I out of character go at somebody or something. And that might, it'll be
usually on your Facebook page.
Yeah. It'll be
all the morons.
Yeah, yeah. Right. It'll be built up about something else and I'll just go in, I'll just boom, direct it at this thing. And then I most more often than not regret it. But if you're David Fizdale, I don't think you regret this at all. That was a great moment for you last night. And I kept hearing people say, oh, but it's going to cost him $75,000. Like, it was never going to cost him anything. Like, that fine would get handled one way or another. It was never coming actually like he was going to have to write a check out of his and Natasha's, you know, region's account. You know, like, it wasn't going to work like that. And so it doesn't cost you anything. But you gain so much. You gain equity with your fan base. I think it has to help you in the locker room. Like, yep. That's all players want, is to think that your coach is out there fighting for you. Well, they got it's not even like he's fighting for you behind closed doors. He's fighting for you in the most visible way you possibly can, which is in a post-game press conference, nationally televised after a playoff game. So I think it helps you with your fans. I think it helps you with your fan base, and it doesn't – I mean, it helps you with your fans, helps you in the locker room, and it doesn't seem to have harmed him with anybody. Like, to the extent that this has gone viral and
they're – it helps you nationally. Everybody loves it.
Everybody loves it.
Everyone loves it. I haven't seen anyone who doesn't love it. Everyone loves it.
Right. I don't know what happened on the debate shows today, like whether Stephen A. Smith, like, went one way and Max Kellerman went the other. But best I can tell, this is a pretty popular performance – like regardless, like from coast to coast, it was a good night for David Fizdale. Even
well,
if the...
it wasn't whining either. I mean, there is a certain. Honestly, I think it helps that most people actually think the series is sort of almost inconsequential. They're going to lose, right? So I think that's true. But then it's also when you look at the free throws, the 19 that Kawhi got to the 15 that the Grizzlies got. It's just hard to argue. This wasn't Chris Paul whining about a particular call. We have no use for that as a society. No one gets applauded for whining about calls at all. You get criticized for whining about calls. This wasn't whining about a call. This was blowing up about getting the Shaq. And people appreciate that. And people also appreciate you standing up to when you're the Rook and you're standing up to all the things that are there crushing you, Popovich, the Spurs, and the NBA, and everything else, he was the little man standing up for his guys, and I think it resonated with everybody. Plus, it was just funny.
Do the Grizzlies, and I'll let you go after this, do the Grizzlies consistently employ people who have that place in the world where it's us against them, or do they become that after they get here?
I think it is interesting. That's a very interesting question, because my instinct is to say they become that when they get here, right? And I think they very clearly don't interview with that in mind. They don't say, we need to get a guy with a big-ass chip on his shoulder. That's very clearly not one of the qualifications for being a coach here. And indeed, there have been some coaches here. I don't think Fratello had a chip on his shoulder. I don't think Mark Averone had a chip on his shoulder. But the recent three, it's sort of interesting because Lionel just very clearly thought everyone was out to get him all the time. Like, you asked a question of Lionel, and he was already trying to figure out what your motive was for the question, even if there was no motive for the question. And so he absolutely fit. Plus, Lionel couldn't get a head coaching job and couldn't get a head coaching job, and it took him forever to get the head coaching job. So he came by totally honestly. He had a chip on his shoulder, and he earned it, and it fit this team. Dave Yeager, I wouldn't have said he had as much of a chip on his shoulder, but he more adopted it because he was here with Lionel and he grew to appreciate Memphis and whatnot. Except when you look at how Dave Yeager came up, like, he didn't come up the way anybody comes up. He came up sweeping floors in the CBA and selling tickets. And so he actually does sort of have a natural chip on his shoulder. And Fizdale, I think there's some of that too. I think he has some of that too. Worked forever, comes from the mean streets. I think he has a little of that here. You wouldn't think it because he's an LA guy and a Miami guy, but he has a little bit of that to him. I think like so much things, nature and nurture, it's a little bit of both in his case. That I do think when you get here, you very clearly adopt the vibe of the city and of the team, and that vibe is so clearly an underdog vibe, I think it's unmistakable.
Because we've seen it happen with players where they have this moment on television in an interview setting where they say something that resonates with the community, where they say something that makes you go, oh, wow, he's one of us. Like, Zebo has had that moment, you know, when the, you know, blue-collar player, blue-collar town interview. Tony had that moment with the grit grind interview. And last night, that was David Fizdale's he's one of us moments. And when I say us, I don't mean me.
Whatever that ethic is that is Memphis.
Right.
Well, by contrast, for example, and this is not a pile on Chandler Parsons. We did that enough during the year. But it is sort of hard to imagine him ever taking on an underdog ethic. Like, he could live here as long as he wants, and he's not going to come across as an underdog, is he?
I think he's the ultimate favorite. He seems to be winning in life even when his basketball career is not going well. Yeah,
right.
I don't.
Now you could be a little bit of an underdog because the knee coming back, but I don't think it's ever going to work for him. He's hanging out with too many beautiful people and stuff. So he can't, he'll never be able to, I don't think he'd try to pull it off. He is who he is. He's hanging out so he can't do it. He could live here for the next 30 years and he couldn't manage it. But, and even Mike, like, Mike isn't a natural underdog necessarily. He's an intellectual. I mean, he goes back every offseason to Ohio State, et cetera, except he was the fourth pick in that draft. He's a booby prize of that draft. He got his face broken and played anyway. So Mike wasn't necessarily, when he comes here, you wouldn't have thought he would have been one of us. He was kind of a golden boy in some ways. But because he was the booby prize, because he got his face broken, because he had to beat up, you know, he got mocked when he first got here, he's sort of become an underdog too. I do think there's, even if they're not underdogs when they get here, most of them we successfully turn into underdogs.
I think the only difference would be that Mike perhaps has a lot of the characteristics, but he doesn't express it verbally the way Zach has, the way Tony has, and the way David Fizdale did last night, if that makes any sense.
I think that's true. I think that's true. And very few people could express it the way David Fitzgerald did last night. Thank God for that.
Thank God for that. Jeff Coggins, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
See you, man.
When we come back, Daniel Berger is the reigning champion of the FESJC. He's in town because tomorrow is Champions Day. He's going to join me next.
MMA returns to the Fitz on Saturday, April 29th, and I, for one, cannot wait. The good people at V3 Fights are bringing us another raucous slate of agile, hostile fighters. These dudes are lean, mean, and on the scene. They're rough, tough, and don't take no guff. For you folks that haven't witnessed one of these dust-ups, you're in for one of the most entertaining nights of your life. You folks that have been to one, tell those other folks what they'll be missing if they don't come on down. There'll be rage in the cage when they take center stage. General admission tickets are $30. Reserved are $40 and VIP seats guaranteed on the first two rows are $50. Get them at the Fitz gift shop or through Ticketmaster. Or stay the night in a deluxe room with two reserved fight tickets for just $189. Just call 1-662-363-LUCK and mention room code CPMMA. On Saturday, April 29th, MMA is back where it belongs at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
You want to work with an agent that guarantees to sell your home? Want to work with an agent who has buyers lined up right now? If so, you want to work with Josh Hysaw. He's the inventor of the 45-day guarantee. It's Josh's unique selling proposition. He has a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets them sold fast and for more money than the average agent. He'll sit down with you. He'll help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. Eventually, you guys will agree on a price, and if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll buy the home from you. You pick. It's totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, he will let you out of that contract. You'll be free and clear. And a whole bunch of listeners of this show over the years have heard me talking about Josh and got in touch with him. One is Annie, had a home out in Kyrville, right? Listed it with Josh Hysaw. He sold it 7 days later with a cash buyer. He did that for her. He can do it for you. So call the only real estate agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. Josh Hysaw, 461-8147, 461-8147. It's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
What's up, Memphis? This is former Memphis kicker Stephen Gaskowski. I know you've heard of Platinum Jewelers by now. You've heard from former Grizzly Mike Miller and my man D'Angelo Williams tell you about them. Now take it from me, a two-time Super Bowl champ. Platinum Jewelers is the best in the business. They're an engagement and wedding ring specialist that can do anything, including custom design rings. They also have a huge selection of rings in stock and an incredible variety of earrings, right-hand rings, pendants, bracelets, and watches. One thing you can count on at Platinum Jewelers is that they will work with any budget and hook you up at a fraction of the price of national chains. When you go in, you'll feel comfortable. There's no pressure. Just tell them what you're thinking about spending, what your girl likes, or bring her with you to brainstorm some ideas. I'm telling you, they're the best at putting together what she wants. When it's time for jewelry, make sure you give Platinum Jewelers a look before you buy. Platinum Jewelers, two locations in the area, one in East Memphis at Poplar and Perkins Extended, and on Germantown Parkway in Cordova. Or visit anytime at PlatinumJewelers.com.
Memphis is known for barbecue, and not just okay barbecue, great barbecue. And if you want great barbecue that's fresh and that's never been frozen, this is Gary Parrish telling you to check out George's Fresh Memphis Barbecue in Kyrville. The address is 890 West Poplar Avenue. It's on Poplar, just west of Byhalia Road. And when I say fresh barbecue, I mean fresh barbecue. And by the way, not all Memphis barbecue qualifies as fresh barbecue. I'm not going to name names, but not all the famous spots around town can honestly tell you they never freeze their meats. But George's Fresh Memphis Barbecue can say that. No meats are ever frozen. They don't even have a freezer. It's same-day barbecue only, and the sauce, including the local favorite cola sauce, are all made in-house. George's has egg rolls, nachos, wings, pork, brisket, ribs, ample portions, so you never leave hungry. You can dine in, take out, or you can take advantage of the catering service. We're talking about awesome food with fresh ingredients. We're talking barbecue the way it's supposed to be. So next time you're out east, check it out. If you don't get out east much, you should change that. Why? George's Fresh Memphis Barbecue is why. The address is 890 West Poplar Avenue. That's on Poplar, just west of Byhalia Road.
Secure your future in the hottest careers with a certificate or degree from Southwest Tennessee Community College. A business degree can open doors to a wide range of opportunities. Engineering and information technicians are in demand to help power manufacturing and logistics. And paralegal studies majors are in demand. Register now for summer and fall classes. Summer classes start May 30th, and fall classes begin August 28th. Call 901-333-4399. A wide range of available programs is just another reason Southwest Tennessee Community College is your best choice.
Firehouse Subs has some big news, and boy, is it small. Now you can get the big taste of any of our 10 specialty subs in a new flavor-packed small size, starting at just $3.99. Choose from Firehouse Subs classics like the Hook and Ladder with smoked turkey, Virginia honey ham, and melted Monterey Jack, or the famous Firehouse Meatball with melted provolone and zesty marinara. And each small sub has under 500 calories. Small subs, big flavor, starting at just $3.99. Now that is a big deal.
Hey guys, my name is Cassie Dercola, firefighter from Atlanta, Georgia, reminding you that now a portion of every single Firehouse Subs purchase goes towards providing life-saving equipment for first responders. So even their new small subs can make a big difference.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen. Firehouse of America will donate 0.13% of your purchases in 2017 at all U.S. locations to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation with a minimum donation of $1 million. For full details, visit firehousesubs.com.
I had a guy stop by to see me. He showed me a picture of his girlfriend explaining she's the one. As a jeweler, I'm involved in life's truly special moments. I showed him rings and he asked, why is yours so much less? My answer, Continental Buying Group. I'm the only Memphis jeweler belonging to Continental Buying Group, by far the most respected jewelry buying consortium in America. With over 100 retailers with about $1 billion of buying power, I get better prices without sacrificing quality or integrity. It's very simple. Since I pay less, you pay less. That's a slam dunk. I'm a jeweler, my name is Steve, and my store is King. King Furs and Fine Jewelry in Laurelwood.
Grab a great meal with today's perk. Get $10 of sandwiches or salads at Lisa's Lunchbox for only $5. With four locations in East Memphis and downtown, Lisa's Lunchbox is a perfect place to grab a quick bite or have a hearty lunch with friends. Enjoy your favorite flavors as a sandwich, wrap, or salad. And don't miss the must-try homemade pimento cheese. Lisa's Lunchbox has also been nominated for the 2016 Memphis Flyers Best of Memphis Best Lunch in Town. Get your deal at GetMyPerks.com.
The Kroger Buy 6, Save $3 sale is on now. Mix and match any six participating items and save $3 at checkout with your Plus card right now at Kroger.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
It's 5:30, Gary Parish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN. The FedEx St. Jude Classic coming back to TPC Southwind. Going to be June 5th through 11th. And the reigning champ, his name's Daniel Berger. He's in town. Tomorrow's Champions Day. He joins me now. Daniel, it's Gary Parish. Welcome back to Memphis, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
No, it's my pleasure. I appreciate you being here. So tomorrow is Champions Day. What exactly does that mean for you?
That means going out, seeing some sponsors, hanging out with the volunteers, just kind of getting ready for everything coming up here soon.
It is interesting because you have no obvious connection to Memphis, but when your first PGA Tour victory happens in Memphis, you will be connected to this city, to this market, to that course, to this event for the rest of your life. That's a pretty interesting thing, and it's got an obvious connection to St. Jude, and I know that's a big important part of this to you as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously, you know, so much that goes into the tournament, and, you know, they're able to give so much back to St. Jude, and to just be a part of that and to have the opportunity to meet some of these kids and hang out with them, it's pretty special, and I look forward to it every year.
So how do you, when you look back at last year's victory out of TPC Southwind, you finished 13 under, 267. Obviously, there's a weather delay. You got Phil Mickelson making a run at you. To be able to hold those caliber of golfers off to get your first career victory at the age of just 23, like it must be a remarkable feeling, even looking back all these months later.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was a dream come true. And, you know, I played so well and, you know, didn't get it done in some events earlier in the year. So to come out and to really hold off such a solid field, like you mentioned, Phil and Dustin and Steve Stricker, that was really cool, and you know, I'll be able to look back on that for many years.
I had read at one point, I think I remember this, that Mickelson was even giving it to you a little bit about being the rookie of the year but never having actually won an event. So it must be nice to have him finish behind you. Like he was making a move on you at one point, but you ultimately pull away. Is that story true? Was he giving it to you a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, Phil's one of those guys. He can talk some trash, but you know, it's nothing that I wasn't used to. I'd grown up in that kind of environment since I was really young. So if anything, I think it fired me up a little bit more. It would have been better if he didn't say anything. But I just went out there and did my thing and was lucky enough to get it done on the on that Sunday.
I'm talking to Daniel Berger. He's the reigning champion, FESJC. His course is going to be played again June 5th through 11th out at TPC Southwind. Daniel is in town. Tomorrow is Champions Day here in Memphis. How has your life changed, if at all, since you won that event last June?
You know, obviously I can call myself a PGA Tour champion, which there's so many great players out here that have yet to win. So to have that title is pretty amazing. And, you know, obviously it opened up some doors in tournaments that I'm getting into. You know, I'm into all the majors. Just, you know, other than that, though, I would say it's the same as it was before. I'm the same person. Still love to do the same things. It's just taking the next step to becoming the best player that I can be.
You changed to Callaway, right?
I did, yeah.
I also use Callaway clubs. I use Callaway balls. I have a Callaway bag. I still can't hit it like you. Any advice?
Do you have your name on your bag?
No.
Well, if you get your name on your bag, you might hit it a little better.
Okay. Oh, wow. No, that's the key. Fine. Okay, well, then that's on the to-do list for this week. It is interesting because you have a job where you are paid handsomely to do something that the rest of us do when we're not working and we pay to do it. I don't know how many other professions there are like that. And I even mean that in sports. Like, guys don't just go out every weekend and randomly play baseball or randomly play football. But millions of people every weekend go out and play golf. When did you first know that you had the ability to be able to make a living doing this?
You know, probably not till I was in college. And, you know, when I turned pro, I'd come off of a good college year and I started playing in some Monday qualifiers, and I played Q school, and I played really well and got my web.com card, and I was like, oh, man, this is what I want to be doing. And then, you know, played some good tournaments on the web.com tour, made some checks, and I was like, wow, this is fun. I get to do what I love, and I get paid to do it. So I think that's really been a blessing, to be able to do what I love every day and be able to go to the golf course and just try to grind and get better and really enjoy the time that I'm spending doing it.
Did it come naturally to you? Like, the first time you ever picked up a club, were you comfortable with it? How did you, like, for me, there's not, like, to the extent that I'm even okay at best is a byproduct of me spending a lot of money and, like, swinging and swinging and swinging. This did not come naturally to me, and you would know that as soon as you saw me on a golf course. Did it come naturally to you at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think at this level, everyone's got some level of talent, but, right. I mean, I think the side of things that people don't see is the, you know, the days that I spent from sunrise to sundown, you know, my hands bleeding on the driving range, hitting thousands and thousands of balls, you know, to get to this point, just like any other professional athlete would. But, you know, obviously people see it as you get to play golf for a living, but they don't see exactly, you know, what that entails. So talent maybe a little bit, I wouldn't say a lot, but definitely hard work.
I'm talking to Daniel Berger, the reigning champ, FESJC, world golf ranking 35th best golfer in the world right now. That means he is one of the very best still at the age of only 24 years old. Is there anybody out there you look at, even while being as accomplished as you are, that you look at and go, oh, wow, I can't believe that guy can do that with a golf club?
Yeah, I mean, I would say Dustin Johnson would probably be the name that comes to mind. I mean, he's got this ability to just hit the ball further than anyone I've ever seen and straighter than anyone I've ever seen. So, you know, that's a pretty lethal combination. And when he putts well, he wins, and that's why he's number one in the world. So that's one of those guys that I would be in shock of every time I see him play.
I saw that you tweeted when Tiger Woods was coming back that it was great to have the greatest of all time back out on the course. Obviously, things haven't gone as planned. He is still not healthy enough to play. You grew up like watching him at his best. Is it difficult to watch him go through this? Would you like to see him, if possible, have another run at it? Where, you know, does golf need him to do that? Where are you at on Tiger Woods' current situation?
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, I think golf's in a great spot, you know, with Dustin and Jason Day and Rory McIlroy and Jordan Spieth and all these kind of younger players that are really making their name for themselves. But, I mean, Tiger's just one of those guys that, you know, people that don't watch golf turn on the TV to watch golf when Tiger's playing, because he just moves the needle like that. And, I mean, I grew up always watching him, and it's kind of sad, in my opinion. Just, you know, just the way people kind of talk about him. I mean, in my opinion, he's the best that's ever played. And, you know, we're better off with him playing. So, I mean, I just want to see him back. I want to see him contend and hopefully winning again soon.
Talking to Daniel Berger, reigning champion for SJC. We recently had a Masters where a guy who was perhaps at the top of the list of never winning a major finally got his first major. It was an awesome Sunday on CBS. Is that the type of, like, were other professional golfers happy to see Sergio break through or not so much? I wonder how that story, the story played internationally and in this country tremendously. How did it play in the golf community?
Yeah, I mean, Sergio is one of those guys where, I mean, he's just a good guy. I've never had anything bad to say about him. He's a good friend of mine. I play tennis with him at tournaments when we're on the road. And I just think that he gets a bad reputation because people don't get a chance to know him. So I was really happy for him, and I think a lot of other guys were happy for him because he's come so close so many times but just hasn't able to do it, and, you know, he finally did it.
That's interesting. I'm talking to Daniel Berger here, reigning champ FESJC. He's in town. Tomorrow is a Champions Day. Last thing before I let you go, what's next for you when you leave Memphis? Where are you headed?
U.S. Open.
Oh, wow. And so, like...
Defend my championship and then head over to try and win another major.
It is awesome. Daniel Berger, I appreciate you being in town. Thank you for being here. It's awesome to have been able to watch you do that last June, and good luck this June.
Appreciate it. I'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right, man. That's Daniel Berger, top 35 golfer in the world, reigning champ, FedEx St. Jude Classic. And really, like, when you're talking about the young stars of the sport,
yeah,
his name doesn't resonate right now the way some of the guys he mentioned, you know, Jason Day, Roy McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, but, like, he's got the goods. I mean, you're talking about somebody who has all of the tools to win many, many times as a professional, to put on a green jacket someday. Daniel Berger seems to have all of those qualities.
Speaking of tools, when you Google Daniel Berger, because I was just listening to this great interview, and do you see what pops up immediately when you Google Daniel Berger is Tori Slater? Apparently, this is his girlfriend, according to the internet. I don't know if you've seen the research on this, but
no.
Tori is...
Are you encouraging me to Google Daniel Berger's girlfriend right now?
You must see Daniel Berger's girlfriend. And I think she fits the target demographic that generally you tend to talk about and gravitate towards.
Don't walk me into this.
I'm just saying, Tori Slater, girlfriend of PGA Tour golfer Daniel Berger, the tour natives of Florida.
Yeah.
And, like, she takes really good pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, All-star level. I mean, really good. Did you see it?
I'm looking at it right now.
What do you think?
Yeah. She looks like the type of person that...
Daniel Berger would be dating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, a young, successful...
rich.
Professional athlete.
Yeah.
That
fits the target.
I think this. When you look at couples, sometimes you see two people and you go, I wonder why they're together. Like, I wonder what's happening there.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you see two people and you go, those look like two people who should be together.
Yeah.
I look at them and they look like two people who should be together.
They definitely match.
Yeah. They match. Got anything else you want to say about Daniel Berger's girlfriend?
No.
Seems slightly inappropriate to get him off the phone and you immediately turn her attention to his girlfriend.
No, but that's a compliment to him, Gary.
You're complimenting him?
Yeah, here's the compliment. Not only is he a fantastic golfer, obviously a tremendous human, did a good job on the interview. He's going to be back. He's our defending champion. His lovely young friend is very attractive, and he's done good for himself.
I think that goes without saying. We'll be back with Dinner to Go.
The Grizzlies.
They shot 18 times in a paint and had 32 free throws. Kawhi shot more free throws than our whole team. We don't get the respect that these guys deserve because Mike Conley doesn't go crazy, but they're not going to rook us. That's unacceptable. That was unprofessional.
The 2017 NBA playoffs are on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
But they're not going to rook us.
This is Dr. Lucas Troutman. You've probably seen and heard that Memphis is in the middle of an epidemic of opioid, pain pill, and heroin addiction. You may live with, work with, or even go to church with someone who is suffering from opioid addiction. We hear about people dying almost on a daily basis. Opioid addiction can happen to anyone. Maybe an injury led you to pain pills and you can't shake it. Maybe pills treat your depression and make you feel normal. They're very difficult to let go of on your own. The great thing is there are medications that can help. I offer an outpatient program with medications like Suboxone, Bunavil, and Subutex, which will take away your withdrawals and cravings and make you feel normal again. I am an addiction psychiatrist, and I get people sober every day. In my program, your job is not disrupted, your home life is not disrupted, and you sleep in your own bed every night. You don't even have to be away from your family. If you or a loved one are suffering from pain pill or heroin addiction, I can get them sober in a confidential, discreet outpatient office. Call me anytime, 901-821-9658. I am here to help.
Find new roads. Jim Karras Chevrolet out at 2000 Covenant Pike on the web. Jim Karras, Memphis.com. Family owned and operated since 1949. It's open 6 days a week, every day except Sunday. And nobody on the in the entire Mid-South has a larger inventory of new Chevrolets than Jim Karras Chevrolet. That's a fact. So, like, right now, they got more than 100 Silverados, Suburbans, and Tahoes in stock. They got crew cab Silverados, and you can get one right now for up to $8,000 off. You can drive a Tahoe for less than $20 a day, a Suburban for less than $30 a day. You pick the vehicle, and either Ben Karras or one of the managers will get you a price within 15 minutes. That phone number is 387-2000, 901-387-2000. They got more than 215 pre-owned vehicles in stock and on the lot out at 2000 Covenant Pike right now. They're ready to sell Toyotas, Hondas, Fords, Dodges, Nissans, luxury brands, cars, trucks, SUVs, whatever you're after, you can get it from Ben Karras. If you don't see it online at jimkarrasmemphis.com, pick up the phone, 387-2000. Tell him to go get it for you. He'll find it, bring it back, get it all cleaned up for you, and sell it to you at a remarkable price. That's Jim Karras Chevrolet. Find new roads on the web, jimkarrasmemphis.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting pipeline and other utility operators to come mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Tennessee 811.
When it comes to home comfort, there's only one name you need to remember. That's Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning. Family owned and operated since 1970, we've been keeping Mid-South homes comfortable with superior service and exceptional products. Whether it's routine maintenance, emergency service, or a complete new system, our professional and friendly staff stands ready to serve you. For all your home comfort needs, we are the comfort company you can trust. Call us today at 255-1111 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
You're getting ready to finance a home, refinance a home, or pull cash out of the equity in your home. You need to get in touch with Mortgage Investors Group. You can do that by calling 761-6910, 761-6910. You can go online, migonline.com, to get the address. It's basically Poplar and 240 right here in Memphis. That means you're going to have a local loan officer, ready to help you. You can email them, obviously, call them, clearly. But if you want to meet face-to-face, you can do that, too. Mortgage Investors Group is a full-service mortgage lender. They are able to provide options for all types of borrowers. They have options and the expertise to get you one of the best deals available in the market. This is the number one residential lender in the state of Tennessee, not only because they are loan experts, but because they also offer superior customer service, and their mortgage professionals take pride in giving personalized service to help find the best solution for you. They're local, active in the community, and experts in the market. So give them a call. Again, if you're going to finance a home, refinance a home, or pull cash out of the equity in your home, it's Mortgage Investors Group, 761-6910 in Memphis. Outside of Memphis, go to the website to find the location nearest you, migonline.com. That's Mortgage Investors Group. Equal housing lender, license 109111.
Grab a great meal with today's perk. Get $10 of sandwiches or salads at Lisa's Lunchbox for only $5. Enjoy your favorite flavors as a sandwich, wrap, or salad. And don't miss the must-try items, homemade pimento cheese, paninis, and more. Get your deal at getmyperks.com.
The Kroger Buy 6 Save $3 sale is on now. Mix and match any six participating items and save $3 at checkout with your Plus card right now at Kroger.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Been twisted as the lies a liar tells himself, so don't ask me how I even got here. I only know I ain't gonna go back.
Sleepy's matches by Michael Zanner's, where you're always gonna find everything priced 50% to 80% off retail store prices. They don't have sales because
They're always less expensive than retail anyway. They're an authorized Serta dealer selling brand new factory seconds, overstock, and discontinued models at factory direct pricing. One store, one owner. That owner, of course, is Michael Zauner. You can reach him at 359-1040. 359-1040. When readers of the Commercial Appeal were asked to vote in both 2015 and 16 for the best mattress store in the Memphis area, your winner both years was Sleepy Z's Mattresses by Michael Zauner. Back to back. They're at 2790 Kirby Whitten on the corner of Summer Avenue in Bartlett next to Hollywood Feed. And they also sell furniture. So, like, whatever you're after, mattress, a living room set, a dining room set, rugs, bedroom sets, doesn't matter. You can get it at Sleepy Z's. If you're trying to furnish your home, that's the first place you're going to want to go. They carry signature design by Ashley Furniture and Benchcraft. 359-1040, 359-1040. Top brands, factory direct prices, superior service at Sleepy Z's Mattresses by Michael Zauner on the web, sleepyzzz.com. Big thanks to Daniel Berger for being here in that last segment, reigning FESJC champion. Boyfriend of young Tory Slater.
Yeah, Tory Slater.
Brad, you sent me. I spent my whole commercial break focused on Tory Slater's Instagram page.
It's hard.
Once you're there, it's hard to
get away.
It's hard to close that tab.
Hard to close that tab. You know that you have good material there when you Google the star golfer's name and she pops up. Like it's the first thing that pops up when you have an attractive girlfriend like that. If you're at his caliber, like as an athlete, like you type in Daniel Berger and it goes, and the first search item below it is Daniel Berger girlfriend.
So there's a headline on an article from last August. Apparently he blew a lead in a tournament I couldn't begin to remember.
Yeah.
But the headline is actually, this is what the headline says.
Yeah.
Pro golfer who blew a huge lead has a stunning girlfriend.
That's accurate. There's pictures of her. I guess she's caddied for him in a couple of tournaments or something, because there's pictures of her with like a caddy outfit on.
Sure.
I would have her caddy for me too. I'd be like, listen, I can hire like a guy who knows about yardage and, you know, club accuracy and gauging the wind, and she probably in fact knows that stuff.
Sure.
But not only that, but she's very attractive, so why not just have her carry the bag too?
Seems reasonable to me, Brad.
You know,
seems
we need more attractive caddies anyway.
Yeah, maybe.
You know,
yeah. I think golfers really do have it made, man.
That's the job.
You know what it wouldn't be the job if you weren't great at it,
right?
But like, I don't think there's anything better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really in the world, in terms of a profession, than being an awesome golfer.
I agree. I've told that to Jake. I mean, I'm like, if you get good at a sport, get that golf club.
Like, if you could be, if you told me tomorrow, I could rewind, be 20 years old again, and be awesome at something.
Yeah.
I would say, let me be 20 years old and awesome at golf.
I'm with you
and
on that.
And here's why. Because it is true, like everybody, like you got young kids who dream of being football players.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get older, like it ain't like when you get 35 years old, your buddies are never going to send you a text message that says, hey, you want to get together and play football this weekend? Like nobody wants to play. I mean, nobody playing football this weekend.
Right. No.
And really, though, you will find some guys who are going to play pickup basketball at the gym. Like that ain't really what a lot of people are doing.
Mm-mm.
But like millions of people, both men and women, wake up every weekend and they say, we are going to go pay money today to play golf.
Yeah.
They join country clubs built around I want to play golf. Like I ran into Bo Ryan, the former Wisconsin basketball coach at the Final Four. And I was like, so how's life? Do you miss it? Do you miss coaching at all? He said, not really. And I said, well, how do you spend your days? Because when I talk to guys who are retired but still healthy and able to get around, and they get bored pretty quickly. I said, so how do you spend your days? He said, well, my wife and I moved to California. And he joined a country club out there that they have a PGA event. It's basically like join TPC Southwest, except it's got like four golf courses connected to it.
Oh, good.
And he said, I go out and we got the same group of guys and I get up every morning and I go play golf with my best friends every day. Like that's what I do.
I love that.
Now imagine it, like if that's what you got to do your entire professional life, like you didn't have to retire to play golf. It's actually what you got to do.
Yeah.
And you get wealthy doing it.
Right.
And you get Tory Slater doing it.
I think it has all the benefits in one. It's great. And you can play it till forever. Like this morning, I'm listening to Mike and Mike. Gary Player's calling in. The guy's doing push-ups in the morning. He's fine. Well, he's like 80.
Thing. Yeah, you can play till like, really, like even when you get to 50, yeah. There's like a whole nother tour for you to get rich
right,
on.
Right. You get to tee off. If you're a Masters champion, if you can hold a club and tee it off, you get to do that.
And you fly, and then you don't have to have bad teammates because you don't have any teammates. Like you don't get into that situation where like, I hate all my teammates right. or I hate my coach isn't playing me enough.
Right.
You know, my coach pulled me out of the starting lineup. There's no starting lineup. It's just you.
Sure.
It's just you.
Well, and that's what enabled
getting to play golf and hang out with Torrey Slater and get rich. Like, what's better than
that? Well, the challenge is, like, you can have a secret life. Tiger Woods showed us that.
Well, Brad, don't complicate the situation.
I'm just saying, you know, there's the dark side, Gary. There's a dark side because you don't have teammates, but, like, people don't know that you're Perkins at, like, 2 a.m., you know, doing stuff. You know what I mean?
I
or going out and working out with Navy SEALs in the middle of the night. Like, what are you doing?
I don't know what he was doing.
Why do you have to screw this up, man? Just go golf and be awesome.
I don't know what happened to him. I was more focused on Daniel Berger.
I know. I'm down with Daniel.
Shouts to Daniel Berger. Shouts to Torrey Slater. Mm. Shouts to just golf.
Right.
Looks like it's awesome.
It does.
Yeah. I'd love to be great at that.
Me too.
Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
We learned a lot. We learned that Brad's in love with Torrey Slater, even though she's half his age.
And you agree with it, actually. This is one that rarely do you and I agree on our selections.
You usually like older women.
Yeah, she's definitely not
older. She's only 23 years old.
See? I sometimes like younger women and their what's going on.
Good for you, Brad.
What's going on?
Good for you.
What's the biggest game tonight?
I wasn't through with that,
Brad.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
That's what she said.
Let's move on. I don't know.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Let's just get this show over with, all right?
I'm sorry.
Let's just get this show over with.
What's wrong?
I was in there talking to John Martin earlier today, telling him about all his stupid segments.
Oh, God. Did you give him some advice? Did he actually listen to any of it?
I don't know if he listened.
He doesn't listen very well.
But I was telling him, I was like, maybe stay away from this. Maybe focus on that, whatever.
Yeah.
And then we're sitting here talking about Torrey Slater for 15 minutes, like scumbags.
Oh, no. I apologize.
Daniel Berger's nice enough to come on this
He's
show.
He's probably listening right now going, you old dirty
I
jokers.
Know. And like, for the record, Daniel, if you ask me,
I brought it up.
Brad Carson brought this up. This wasn't me.
It's my fault,
I didn't even know you had a girlfriend 20 minutes ago.
Right. It's on the internet, so you can't avoid it, Daniel. I mean, it's your girlfriend's all over the internet.
He is bad, though.
Yes.
Oof. Biggest game, Bulls-Celtics, game two, I guess, right?
Sure.
It's at TD Garden Arena in Boston.
Good series now.
Well, the Bulls are up 1-0, so that's a bit of a surprise. Mm-hmm. Isaiah Thomas is going to play, then travel to Tacoma to be with his family in the wake of his sister's death. Tip's going to be at 7 o'clock Central, I believe. You can watch it on TNT.
What should I watch on TV?
Frontline, Last Days of Solitary. They did a new special. These PBS specials are always terrific.
Yeah.
They did one on the effects of solitary confinement.
Mm.
Like, it really messes you up in a way that they are now working toward, like, eliminating that. Like, you're not allowed to be in solitary confinement.
Is it so, like, bad for a person? They're getting punished.
It makes you crazy.
Oh.
It like, makes you a crazy person.
Right.
Like, you can't be alone completely.
Right.
And so this explores that topic. If you want to watch it, it starts at 8 o'clock on PBS. If you're up late, Alec Baldwin and Charlamagne the God are going to be on Stephen Colbert. Katherine Heigl going to be on Jimmy Kimmel. Kevin Spacey and Senator Elizabeth Warren's on Jimmy Fallon. Carset Headrest is on Conan. Whitney Cummings is on James Corden. And Dax Shepard is on Seth Meyers.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, Shea Serrano from The Ringer did a funny little bit playing off David Fizdale's Take That Fadada, a hashtag, giving you 25 situations in which you can reasonably use the phrase, take that for data. You can find that over on the Facebook page. I linked it over there earlier today.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
It'll be Wednesday. That means we're going to have Greg Doyle in the first hour. We'll ask him why Paul George can't stop complaining about everything. Mm. That should be fun. And then maybe Brad will find another 23-year-old Instagram model to look at. We'll talk about that for 20 minutes.
The internet is evil, and she pops right up. That's all I got to say.
Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. And we will meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, and rep your hood.
It's the playoffs.
1 second. Believe Memphis the Memphis.
Memphis Grizzlies.
The Grizzlies. The Grizzlies are in the playoffs again, and it's all live on 92.9. The Grizzlies.
Conley to the elbow. Hesitation was cut off by Gortat. To Gasol, fires the three. Bring it up again for Marc Gasol. Three after three after three.
The 2017 NBA playoffs are on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Tell me if this describes you. You're a man who's worked hard all your life. You have a nice house, a savings, a good retirement. But now there's just one problem. Your wife says she wants out. She says she wants a divorce. Suddenly, everything you've worked so hard for, it's all on the table. Your house, your pension, and most important, your kids. She says she feels terrible about the way things have turned out. She says she wants to be fair. Trust her, she says. May I suggest to you an alternative? Consider trusting instead the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Remember this. You're facing one of the most pivotal, critical times in your life. I know. I've been there. It's at times like these that you need a partner you can count on.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. A partner men can count on. 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
Searching for a sure bet to take your career to the next level? You're in luck. Southland Park, the fastest growing gaming, racing, and entertainment destination in the Mid-South, is looking for hardworking, friendly individuals who are driven to succeed. Southland offers competitive wages, good benefits, growth potential, and an exciting work environment. To see all the great opportunities, visit southlandpark.com/careers. Some positions may require being 21 and obtaining a state gaming license.
Wood, we love it. Unfortunately, so do termites. When's the last time you had your home checked? For all you know, the only thing keeping your house together is a bunch of termites holding hands. Call Allied Termite and Pest today, 901-754-0454.
Grab a great meal with today's perk. Get $10 of sandwiches or salad.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.